back to the, we spent time trying to fix some point at the beginning of the year. Talking about Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Because Kuvav is again essentially Chaticha Nasis Nevela. It's not a review. For us, it's sort of a review, but you could call it the basic place where the Machlokas comes up. So we know that Basar B'Cholov, that's Chaticha Nasis Nevela, that's a Din D'Oraisa. That means if you mix Basar B'Cholov, you create a new entity called, it's a Basar B'Cholov. The two things together now merge into one Chetza Visser. That falls into a Tarot, which you need 60 times both. 60 times the Basar and the Cholov together, because they're a single entity of Isser, and you need 60 times the whole entity of Isser. Now, Bishari Surim, in other places, based upon how people read Gemaras, which we're not going to get into now, there's a big machlokes, a huge machloket between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. Do you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bishari Surim? Now, that would probably be a Din D'Rabbanan. Allah Basar B'Cholov. What that would mean is, Rabbeinu Tam says you do, Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it says you do. That means that if a Chaticha of Heter absorbs B'liya of Isser, and then that Chaticha with that B'liya falls into some other situation of Taroves, more Heter, you're going to need 60. If you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela to make the thing mutter in the second part, you're going to need 60 times the whole Chaticha, because you'll say the Chaticha became Aser, and now in the second part, I have to mevatel not just the original B'liya, I have to mevatel the Chaticha. If you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, so then I just have to worry about the B'liya. So if the B'liya goes into the Chaticha, and then the Chaticha falls into a pat, the B'liya is going out of the Chaticha into the pat, I need 60 times the original size of the B'liya. I don't need 60 times the Chaticha. That's if you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Mechaber, famously, is the one who does not pass in Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Shari Sum. So all you need is 60 against the B'liya, no 60 against the Chaticha. And the Ramah is the one who says, you do say Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shari Surim. So in the second part, I'm going to need 60 against the Chaticha, not just the B'liya. Yes.
Is there Svara why one is more like Rabbi Ephraim, but behind Rabbi Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam? Is it because like it's D'Oraita of some sort?
Well, some claim Rabbeinu Tam is a D'Oraita because of another machloket. There's a machloket as follows, and a D'Oraita machloket. Machloket of D'Oraita is as follows. Let's say you have Tam ki ika. Okay, first of all, we know it's Tam Kika Deraita or Drabbanan. That's one machloket. But assuming Tam Kika is Deraita, which means if I have a Chaticha, which is Heter, and that absorbs B'liya of Isser, so that B'liya of Isser has a flavor in there, and that's a Din Deraita. I'm not allowed to eat that mit Deraita. Now, when I eat it, if I do eat it, so there might be Malchus. Now, Malchus you get for Kazayas. Now, there's a huge machloket, assuming Tam Kika D'Oraita, and when you eat the Chaticha, which was Heter, that the B'liya came in of Issa, and I ate now from this Chaticha with the B'liya, I have to eat a Kazayat to get Malchus. Is the Kazayat going to be the Kazayat of the B'liya to get the Malchus, or is the Kazayat going to be a Kazayat of the Chaticha to get the Malchus? So there also, Rabbeinu Tam was the one who came up with a tremendous Chiddush. He said, not just the kazayat of the B'liya, you can even eat a kazayat of the Chaticha with the B'liya together, and that will create a kazayat for Malchus. Now that's already a Din D'Oraita, that somehow the Heter mishapach liyosisa. Since this Heter now has B'liya of treif in it, so the Torah has literally converted that Heter into Isser, to the level that it gets Malchus if you eat a Kazayis of the Chaticha with the B'liya. So that many of them are Froshim. I think there's a Rush who connects the two things. And the Rush said that because Rabbeinu Tam had this idea with the writer of a Kazayis of the Chaticha with the Bliya together creates Malkus, that's really Chaticha Nasas Novela. Now that means, going back to the first problem, if that Chaticha with the Bliya falls into another pot, when you measure the Shishim, you've got to get Shishim against the whole thing, against the Chaticha too, not just the Bliya. Because literally, the Bliya converted the Chaticha into a Chefza Shalas. So that would be the Svara, the Raisa, simple Svara. Unfortunately, this is the classic way to look at it. And Rabbeinu Ephraim, who doesn't do that Shishim, he just says Shishim against the Bliya. Forget the Chaticha, it's Heter, it's Heter, it's Heter. You don't have to revatel it, just revatel the Shishim of the Bliya. He would presumably be saying that on a Raisa level, when you eat the Kazayas, to get Malkus, you have to eat the Kazayas of the Bliya, not the Kazayas of the Chaticha. That's why he would say there's no Chaticha Nasas Novela Deraisa. So that would be explain this whole thing with Deraisa. Okay. That connection to the Malkus that's a connection which apparently the Rosh said, and after the Rosh, quite a few of the Achronim Poskim have said that connection. Rav pointed out that it doesn't work well in the Ramah. Actually, in Kuvav, we'll see that this idea does not work well in the Ramah, because the Ramah, who says Chaticha Nasas Nevela, like Rabbi Natan B'Shari Surim, limits it to the basic situations, but certain unusual cases, he doesn't have Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So, for example, sometimes simply put, the Ramah has Chaticha Nasas Novela B'Shari Surim in measuring 60. So if it falls into another pot, I need 60 against the Chaticha, not just 60 against the Bliya. The Chaticha becomes like a Novela, and I have to revival the Chaticha. So he increases the 60. However, sometimes in the Taroves, Chatichos, which are also, are not bottled at all. For example, Chaticha Roy Leskabed. It's such a nice piece of treif meat that it can't be bottled, period. And even in 1,000 to 1, Chaticha Roy Leskabed is not bottled. Okay? Or salt, something which is very sharp, spicy, salty, not bottled even in 1,000, because there's always going to be some trace of that in my taste of it. So, do you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela beyond? And so that gets you into an amount which is way beyond 60. Let's say Chaticha Roy Leskabed could be who knows how infinite the amount we need for bittel. There is no bittel. Or salt, you probably need, I don't know, 1,000 to 1 for the salt flavor to disappear, something like that. So do you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela to go into these super levels? Ramah says no. He says, I'll only say Chaticha Nasas Nevela to make a small 60 to a big 60. Instead of 60 against the Bliya, we now need 60 against the Chaticha. But I'm never going to say that if that Chaticha is Ruy Leskabed, no bittel at all. Or that Chaticha is salt, Elef, you need 1,000. I'm never going to do that. I'm only going to increase it 60 to 60. I'm not going to go to super levels beyond 60. So that the Rav pointed out, that if you're going to say Chaticha Nasas Nevela the way the Rosh is saying, that the Heter literally becomes Usa to the tune that you get Malkus for eating that Heter, which now has become Usa, then why not go to the super level of Chaticha Roy Leskabed? Why not go to the level of Melach, of salt? Because the Heter became Usa, now it's Usa, so it's not Batal. Why is Ramah stopping at 60? So if Ramah stopping at 60, we see he doesn't subscribe to that interpretation that literally Chaticha Nasa Nevela, Chaticha becomes a Nevela, but rather he has a special din in 60. His shita is that when you have a taroves and you have to measure 60 to get rid of tam or whatever, together with something else, 60 times, you have to measure the 60 by the Chaticha that brings it in. So the Bliya got into this Chaticha, the Chaticha then fell into another pot, that second Taroves. So measuring, so Rav uses this sort of philosophical thing. He's saying that flavor is more of a quality than a quantity, because it's a quality thing. Some people have better taste buds, some people have less. So the whole thing of giving it a measure is a special arbitrary din that we take a quality and turn it into a quantity. So if it comes with a chaticha, that chaticha is the way we measure it. So it's basically a way of measuring the yisur to 60. I say that it's not the original size of the yisur, but the chaticha size becomes the size of the bliya. So it's a way of measuring 60, only 60. That's the vehicle. That's the vehicle concept that causes the vehicle to get it into that second tarofes. That's why it becomes the measuring rod or the shear of the shishim. The shear of the shishim is bounced off the size of the chaticha. That's all it is. It doesn't mean that you would get malchus for eating the chaticha. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean what the other mafarshim say. Okay. Now let's go inside. We'll read it inside. We'll see exactly. So first, the Shulchan Aruch. Chaticha shebala issa. There's a chaticha which has had to, it's absorbed some issa. Kuvav aleph. Kuvav sif aleph. Okay. Chaticha shebala issa. This chaticha absorbs some issa. It's mutter food, but it absorbs issa. Lia. Imba shishim levato. It doesn't have shishim. So now you can't eat that. Nafla l'kadeir. It fell into another pot. Eina oseris elavifi cheshbon issa shebala. So you only have to worry about that issa according to the measurement of the original issa. So you have to do a proportion. You don't look at the whole chaticha size. You say how much of that is from the original size of the original bliya. That now goes into my new pot, and that's where you get the shishim. She'im yesh b'meh shebakadeva mitzurah ima chaticha atzma shishim keneged iso habalua ba mutter. If you get in that pot together with the chaticha itself, a 60 times the original issa which got absorbed, then the whole pot will be mutter, masha begdeir. Then everything in the pot becomes mutter because I have 60 times the bliya. I only have to measure and worry about bliya, and that's the din of shishim in that kedera, in that new pot where this piece fell in.
Do you have to remember the chaticha though? Because the chaticha is kind of heter. It's only the bliya that would be usher.
The bliya is usher. So now, the first statement he's saying is, as far as the whole pot is concerned, you need a shishim against the bliya, not against the chaticha. Now, what about the chaticha itself? Let's say I see this chaticha. This chaticha originally had that bliya in it, and it didn't have shishim. That chaticha became usher. Okay, it fell into the pot, and let's say the pot has 60. Against the bliya, which makes the pot mutter. But I see the piece, so I take the piece out of the pot. Am I allowed to eat that piece? So he says no. Right? It's the second part of the halacha. That piece stays usur. Okay, we'll soon explain why. Then he says now the next statement. Aval hachaticha atzma asura. That piece stays usur. You take it out of the pot, it's still usur. Lufi she'issa sheba. Because the issa which was in there never got completely expelled. It wasn't completely expelled. So he's saying like this. You look at that piece. You take the piece out of the pot. Okay. Let's say originally the piece didn't have 60 to 1. So let's say originally there was, I don't know, a 50 to 1 ratio. So it made that piece usur. Okay, now it got into the pot, everything spread around. The pot is 60 to 1. Okay, so let's say it's 100 to 1. So essentially the flavors disappear. You take the piece out. Now, when I look at this piece, what do I say? Do I say it's still 50 to 1 the way it was originally? Or do I say now maybe it became 100 to 1 like the rest of the pot? So the Mechaber says, let's say you say it's 100 to 1 because it was cooking in the pot for a long time. The flavor spread evenly. A lot of flavor has left that piece. So now it's like everything else in the pot. So basically the flavor has been gone down to 100 to 1. You take it out of the pot. There's no flavor that you can taste of in that piece because it's now 100 to 1. However, there is a trace of some flavor there because it started off as 50 to 1, now it's turned into 100 to 1. There is a trace, a mashu. There is no bittel on that mashu in the piece.
Because it was already usher?
It was already usher. At the beginning, it stays usher.
Wow.
Right, but it's the
That's
same
an amazing, huge chumra, chiddush.
Why is it a chumra? It makes sense. Meaning,
okay.
According to the Shemar, because the thing itself is still in the steak, just because we have a bottle of the...
But I think what the chiddush is that now there's less than a sheep, there's one in 70, that's just saying, the meat, and yet it's still usher because it was usher.
Right.
Why would you say bakim shishin?
No, because it's radiant in the thing. The thing is usher.
Okay, there are two ways.
So then you would say it's half half with isser. The whole thing becomes usher.
So there are two svarot why it stays also. Okay, Barak has one, and you sort of speak about the other one. One is Reb Chaim Brisker, and one is the Rav. So it's a good way of looking at it. Reb Chaim Brisker says we have a rule. He claims once something it became usher,
right,
it stays usher until you get something there to be matir it.
We had the case similar.
Right, and that's the issue of the kuzik when
Yeah, once something is usher, it stays usher.
Right.
So that would explain that first piece. That piece became usher, so it stays usher. That's one idea. The Rav didn't really bang away with that so much because I don't know if the Rav really thought that was.
There might only be for safek.
I mean, it's something that you have to check really all of Shas to see whether this rule is correct. And once something becomes usher, it stays usher until there's something which undoes it. It just doesn't disappear on its own. Okay, so that would mean to say chametz for Pesach became chametz. Means it stays usher forever. Except that you have to say something's happening after Pesach to make it mutter. Okay,
right.
You just can say it disappears on its own. So that's like a huge halachic question, whether Yisroom can disappear or Yisroom have to be rescinded. Do you need a matir or can you just say Yisroom disappear? So according to Reb Chaim, he's saying he is of the opinion that usually Yisroom do not disappear. Once us or always us, unless there's a matir, something rescinds it. And that's not happening in this case. Okay, in this case, I don't have any special matter on the piece, and therefore, it's going to stay also. That's one way of looking at it. Now, the Rav is not so sure about that because the Rav, in this particular case, there seems to be the Rav is claiming against Reb Chaim. There is a matter on the piece. Don't forget, the piece fell into this new pot. The blia spread around. Originally, it was only 50 to 1, so there was no matir, it was also the piece. But now, by spreading around in the new pot, I have 100 to 1, so it's a new level of bit, and bittel is a matir. So basically, there's something here which is rescinding Yisurim, so why not make a bittel and have a matir? So that's why he's not so sure about this Reb Chaim application. And therefore, he says a new idea. He says, yes, there is a potential matir, there is a bittel happening 100 to 1 in the pot. But that 100 to 1 bittel in the pot is not going to help the piece. Why? Because he comes up with a new rule, which is also, I don't know where this rule comes from, but he said this is the rule. The rule is that the matter of bittel can only work at the beginning of a taroves. It cannot kick in at the end of a taroves. So if you have a taroves, which means issa with heter, and we say 60 to 1, whatever, 100 to 1, there's a bittel, which is a matir, that has to happen at the first second of the mix.
But what if you make a second taroves?
If you make a new taroves, yes, then be a new matir. But the old taroves only gets a one-shot
one
shot.
Isn't that
one-shot possibility.
Isn't that just like what the Ron said on the riff?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Right. So there's no... So it's great that you guys did the Bechina. And you, so there's no new math here. There's no math here. There's no math at the end of the Taroves. Only at the beginning of the Taroves. Okay? So in this piece, there's still that original Taroves is still extant. It's still there because the original Bliya is in that piece. Originally, there was no Bittel. There was no math. It was only 50 to 1. Now, the Bliya has... sort of spread out, and now it's 100 to 1. But you can't get a bittel at the end of a tarovus. That's why it stays also. The piece stays also. The path, though, is mutter, because the path was right away 100 to 1. And therefore, that's how we interpret it. Okay? Chatir asma, asura afi shisa shibo eina niflat mimena legambi. Okay? Now, and that's... okay. V'chein ikad, Ramah is very happy with this psak. The local Moshe Kozlov Simon Sadik Beis, Daf Ota Chaticha Muter. Back in Sadik Beis, the Mechaber was against this theory. He said that the piece itself becomes Mutter. In other words, he didn't have this Chum in the piece.
Now it's Chaticha Nasus.
Well, the Ramah is great because he says Chaticha Nasus Nevela.
He's
so
happy.
So this is fantastic for me. The piece is also Chaticha Nasus Nevela.
But
it's not simple. Really the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's clear that the part is Mutter.
Right. Meaning the Ramah would still be upset that he's making his pot mutter right in this case. Right. Why is he so excited right now?
He's very excited about the piece being at least something is like me.
Something.
But he's saying that the Mechaber back in Sadik Beis was really out there because back in Sadik Beis he said the pot is mutter. There's no Chaticha Nasus Nevela as far as the pot. And the piece itself becomes mutter. It means you can make a bittel at the end of the Taroves as far as the piece.
I wonder what the halacha is for the Shabbat then. I mean, he's contradicting himself
14 many times. It's this whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch as a Sfardi, you're going to have to really look and see how the post can work it out.
So I kind of lost you there. Mechaber saying that the original that the Chaticha could become mutter, but not the original piece.
The pat is mutter. The new pat. But okay. Not the original piece stays also. Awesome.
You have to take that out?
You take that out. You can't eat that piece.
What if it's in a tarogus?
You know, if you see it, you got to take it out.
If you don't see it, the whole
if you don't see it, there's a new bittel maybe because it's now mixed into some new tarogus with other pieces. But if you know where that piece is, you got to get it out.
So the whole chaticha, the
that chaticha stays also. Awesome. Because that chaticha originally was usur. It had original flavor. And you can't create a bittel when the flavor now disappears at the end. There's no bittel at the end of a tarovus. There's only bittel at the beginning of it. So that piece has its own tarovus with the isur. It stays usur.
So it seems like chanan.
But it's not chanan. Because word chanan, that you would make the whole pot usur.
Right.
So you would say that the piece makes the pot also, but he's not saying that.
He's saying that the pot just has to be the badal, the tiny piece of meat in the chaticha.
Right.
But you still need to take the whole chaticha.
Right, and you can't eat the chaticha. So it sounds paradoxical, but that's the makar.
There were cases, though, in which the Ramah was... I forgot what the details were. But we even stated before that the Ramah is not exactly like the Rosh.
Right, we said it. Because it doesn't go beyond 60. So even the Ramah would...
There are some cases in which he would agree. I forgot the specifics.
Right, no, but the saw, we spoke about this.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, next. Okay, now the Mechaber continues. How he goes with another third statement where he's going to modify. He's going to now come up with a situation where not just the pat is mutter because it has 60 to 1 against the bleer, but even the original carrier, the so-called piece, also turns into heter. Means even though I just said that the piece is usur, if you find the piece, the Mechaber says don't eat it because it has some trace of the original bleer, but there'll be a case where it'll become mutter, where ma'ashen kein b'dovah ha'nivla v'nuah. Let's say that piece is nivlal v'nimuach. It melts and becomes part of the pot. No, but you can't find the piece. It has melted and become part of the pot. So now I don't have that original situation anymore. Now I just have a bliya throughout the pot, 60-1. As far as the original piece, I don't see it anymore. It has disappeared because what happened is it melted and got homogenized into the whole pack. Like a Charlotte, things will melt and they'll just become part of this big goo, and you don't know any at all where that is. At that point, so forget about the piece. It's not its own tarovus anymore. It's part of the path, and the path is 60-1. So this is my shenki bedova and nivlal v'nimuach. Shem nafal dam ukiyot sabo. Let's say you have a liquid, just not kosher, like blood. That falls the toch rota shalhet. It goes into some liquid soup. And then asu machmas miuto, and because that blood, whatever it is, the soup is too small to be mat to it. It doesn't have a 60, so the soup became asur. Now, achakach nisvab barota shalheter ad sheyesh ben kulo shishim levatel hadam kulo. But now you put more soup in there, and now you got a 60-1 against the blood. Then kula muta, you can eat the whole soup too. Shakol nivla v'nisav. Everything is mixed. There's no original piece which is separate. It's all part of this.
Against the Rama.
This is the Mechaber.
Right, but in the body, just for
yeah, it's against the Rama, 100%.
Way out of the Rama, right?
Way out of it, because there's no chatichanasis
nevela.
Is there
chatichanasis nevela for liquids for the Rama?
Yes, he's machna on liquids too. Okay, good. Okay, now the Rama has his platform to go to town against this Mechaber. This is the original. If you want to have the original maybe source for the Machloket, it's not really the only place, but a good place is Kuvav, because the Mechaber spells out his Shita very clearly. And now the Rama spells out his Shita. He says, Ulufimashen Noagim. Since we say always chaticha nas nevela in all isum, ain't chiluk, and there's no difference bein dover lach, whether it's a liquid carrier ledover yavish or it's a dry carrier, ela leinyan zeh demanes kvahu dover yavish. If the carrier, that piece was a solid, v'yei shishim kenegdo, and you have 60 against the piece. You need 60 against the piece. If you have 60 against the piece, then the pat will be mutter, and achaticha haneseres tchila nesheres bisur. Then I agree that in that situation, if you have 60 against the piece, so now in the second pat, I have a real shishim against the original piece, the piece itself, that makes the pat mutter. However, the piece will stay asur. If you see that piece, get it out and don't eat it. But if you don't know where it is, it disappeared, either it melted or it got mixed up with all the other pieces, then the table, it can become bottle. If it's not a chaticha, a royal hiskabet. Okay, with the other pieces.
I'm a bit lost.
Now this gets hard because He all of a sudden he throws in a chaticha or the skabit.
Even ate a chaticha.
Right, why did he say that?
Because that's never bata.
Right, but in this case, we don't care about chaticha or the skabit because it's a chaticha. In other words, remember I mentioned before that the Ramaz chaticha nasis nevela only goes to the level of increasing shishim to a bigger shishim. It doesn't go to the level of saying not bittel at all. So then I wouldn't care if the piece is a chaticha royal eskabit. In other words, if I have this piece which absorbed the isser, now follow me out. The piece absorbed the isser, fell into a pot. According to Ramah chaticha nasis nevela, you need 60. Against what? The whole piece. Good. Let's say I have 60 against the whole piece, the pot is mutter. Let's say this piece is a chaticha ruel
eskabet. Then it can never be but
it got mixed up with all the other pieces. So there's lots of pieces of meat, they're all ruel eskabet. One of them has this bad flavor in it. And we said chaticha nasis novela. But there's a shishim against the piece, so presumably that could be okay as far as eating everything, because it's shishim. Chaticha ruel eskabet. Do I say that? So the rule is, Ramad never says that in Chanan. He doesn't say, oh, the piece is Chati Chavar Leskabit, no bittel at all. He says, there is a bittel, just have Shishin.
But that piece,
because the piece, if you find it and you get it out, that'll be asur. But if it's in there and you don't know where it is, it's bottled b'shishim. It's bottled b'shishim. The piece itself is bottled b'shishim. If it's in the pot and you don't know where it is.
The isur is really the isur of tam. It's not the isur chafsa.
Exactly. So now, why did the Ramah put in over here through a curveball that the piece is not ruy l'skabe? If it was ruy l'skabe, it seems to say the whole pot is asur. So the shach says he's talking about basur b'cholov. When he says Chati Chavar L'Skabit, he doesn't mean other things. He means only Basa B'Cholav. Because the Basa B'Cholav, then really the piece has become Mamish Asur, and you can get to Chati Chavar L'Skabit not being Batal at all. Okay, so he throws in and Ein Chati Chavar L'Skabit, he means Basa B'Cholav. That's what the Shach says in Os Dalet. Look at the Shach Os Dalet. You have it, and ein chaticha ro l'skabit. The Ramah said, "I'm being matir the pot with a 60 against the piece, but I want to make sure that the piece is not royal l'skabit." So the Shach says in Dalet, "L'chayv mashma dekoy ashar isurim the asikba." It sounds that the Ramah is talking about all isurim for kosher. That's difficult. Dimkein after the year chaticha ro l'skabit b'teila. I don't care if it's a chaticha ro l'skabit in other isurim. It's mutter. Kiven the ein isurim achmas atzim. It's not its own isur. Commotion is bar reish simin kuf aleph. So kuf aleph, sif beis, there the Ramah dropped the chaticha ro l'skabit factor in Chanan. He said Chanan does not have to consider a chaticha ro l'skabit. It's back in kuf aleph he said that. So why does he bring it up over here? So with Tzorach Loma, so the Shach says, I will interpret it like this. Hem Shachlosh Narav Kachu, what he's saying is as follows. Fi mashenogim b'chol yisurim chanan, im kain, kol yisurim dinam shavu l'basa b'cholov, ul'olam ein chalik b'neim min ilach v'yovesh, rak l'inyin, dimanesa kvahu do v'yovesh v'yesh shishim keneg do, if it's do v'yovesh v'shishim, do'oz b'ein b'basa b'cholov b'ein b'shar yisurim, Chaticha neseres tchila nesheres b'yisur. The original chaticha stays also. Tzorach l'asir mishomim makir. You should get it out if you can see it. Im eina makir b'teila, afilu b'basa b'cholov, im eina ruil l'skabe. The ilu ruil l'skabe, b'basa b'cholov, lo b'teila. The choshev isa megufo, kibin shkol echa b'fnei atzma mutu. Right. So when he says the chaticha ruil l'skabe problem, he's only talking about basa b'cholov.
Not
other isurim. We know he's been talking about other isurim, but he threw in the Zachti word of Skabe to take care of a Basa B'cholov situation. Yes?
Would we read that out as like a typo, or that he really wanted us to learn at this point?
I personally see it's a real stretch.
I
would think it's sort of a typo. I think, personally, I see a lot of times the Shach and others, they're stretching, you know, interpretations into the Ramah. It might be that the Ramah was just writing these things on the fly, you know. I don't know if he was sitting there measuring every single word.
Because
the Mefarshim, when they look at the Ramah, every single word is like a diamond. And so it's the way, because sometimes it's written in such a way and they coming up with such like wild or far-fetched pshatim. Like he's saying, he means in these few words, basa b'cholov. He doesn't say it at all. So he's saying that's what he means. So you have to say that he was just writing it on the fly. I mean, he got the Shulchan Aruch and just started to write all his notes, but he wasn't sitting there thinking about every single word. But that's what you're going to say. So if it means Chanan of all these surim and he brings in the Chaticha Royal Eskabed notion, then it's against the Rav. Then he's saying over here, I guess what he said back in Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, he said, Chanan, okay, get a bigger shishim, but don't bring in a chumrah of chaticha royal eskabit. I'm not saying the chaticha is mamish asur, never bottle with royal eskabit. I never said that back in Kuf Aleph. Here he's saying, you say chaticha royal eskabit, so it's against what he said before. This would be like the rush. that Chanan means that the Heta Mamish turns into Isser. If the Heta turns into Isser, you'll say Chatech Roy Leskabit. Yes.
And once again, I know we spoke about it, but why is Basar Chalav and why are we always Mamish?
Basar B'Chalav is real Isser. Both the Basar and the Chalav Mamish.
So this is Mamash
Adoresa.
Most of the time when we talk Basar Chalav, we're not talking Adoresa. We're saying Shabbat was strict
about it. Right.
This is the Adoresa Basar B'Chalav.
Yeah.
Because right. It's actually
Bishol. Yeah. Okay. Vimu Davalach. However, now here
is saying is there's no such thing as a Chatika Haray Laskavid when it comes to Supreit Lach.
But if it's Davalach, again, he's repeating the Machabah's case. If it's soup with soup, then you don't have the original. Chaticha separated out.
But are we saying
so you need 60 against the whole thing, and that's it.
As chaticha,
there is chinas avela in lach.
Yeah, is this not
lachavid?
There's
lachavid.
No, it is right. There's no ruin in Chanan.
No, but
the Shari
there
says.
Is a lach.
Lach. No, is
there is a Chanan in lach.
Right. That I get.
Is
there a
with kavod in lach?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, and that's why he said
Sticho of the Skabit is only in Yavish.
Wait, so that's what I'm saying.
Lach does not have Sticho of the Skabit. Okay. Okay, that's it. He would have a lach, I'll come with him after the Shiv Negmash Nesot Chiba. Okay, fine. He says go back inside the base, inside the test. He discussed it over there. Great. So we went through the basic Machlokas Machabah and Mon Hanan and Shari Surim.
Got it.
Perfect. Now, Beis. Oh, Suf Beis. Okay, next. Chaticha sheyesh bo chelev. Okay, I have a piece of meat. Attached to that piece of meat is trei fat. And the butcher forgot to cut off the trei fat. And now this poor woman, she's cooking it in her kitchen. And then she discovers that it's trei fat, and she has a problem with the whole pot. Okay. Now, yesh bo shishim, again. So some people will say there's a Chanan situation because there's something called Dabuk, which the Rishonim say. Rishonim say, when you say Chanan, if something is Dabuk, that becomes a Chanan. So if I have a piece of meat and trei fat, and then it falls into a pot, I'm not going to say, oh, the trei fat spreads all the way through the meat and the pot and do a 60 against the fat. If I say Chanan, I say really it's a two-step Tarovas. First, the fat goes into the meat. And if there's no shishim, the meat itself is chanan. Then from the fat and the meat, it goes into the pot. Now I need 60 against the meat, not just the fat, because dovuk creates two-step tarovas, and two-step tarovas is chanan b'shari surim. The Mechaber says, I don't accept chanan b'shari surim, so I don't care about this. It's fine. You always need just shishim against the fat. Forget about the piece of meat that's it's had done. There's no chanan. Yes.
Would this disagree with the view of osmos, of bones? Like
that's a destroyer of bones. Yeah.
Right. Where like the ribs are attached to the bones.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's where it came up before. Okay. So let's read it inside. And of course, the Rama is going to disagree with this. He says the Ramachab again, denying chanan and other isurim. He says, chaticha sheyesh bo chelev, a piece of meat which has attached, not kosher fat. Was cooked in a pot. You're 60 against the fat. Okay, so now.
What's that?
You have, so now I think it points me like this. You're going to have an issue with the meat. Because like this, right now, before it fell into the pot, the meat was kosher. The fat was not kosher. If you were good, if you were smart, you'd cut off the fat and have a kosher piece of meat. It fell into the pot. And it's cooking there. The fat is spreading around. However, we have shishim, we have 60 against the fat. We have 60 against the fat in the pot. Now, what's the story with the meat? According to the Mechaber. Okay, there's no chanan. So I'm dealing with the fat in the pot. The fat spreads around. It's more than 60 to 1. Presumably everything in the pot stays kosher. The meat itself stays kosher. Why? Because it's part of the pot, and there's a 60 to 1. The meat never gets flavor, right? Because it's all part of a single pot. There's no chanan. But if you take that meat out, and it's hot, then the fat will send flavor into the meat out of the pot, and you don't have 60-1. So be careful, he says. Don't take the meat out of the pot till the whole thing cools off. If the whole thing cools off, then your meat is kosher. Tzorch lizoya shelo yasir shum dova mahakadera ba'od chaticha su isa betocha v'chashinon shema tishaer ba'achrona v'shash en v'gdei v'shish mevat l'achelev. You have to be careful because you might be making this piece of meat treif, because you might be destroying the shishin.
But in order to eat it, you have to take it out of the pot.
So wait till everything cools off. If everything turns cold, there's no bliya.
Why?
Because you had 60-1. In the pot, while things were cooking, it was a 60-1. Nothing got treif.
I'm very confused. A piece of meat that has chalev on it gets
thrown into a hot pot of soup.
It's already cooked or it's not already cooked?
Never cooked.
So it's a raw piece of meat and it gets thrown into a pot of other pieces of meat or of a liquid or something?
Soup, yeah.
A soup. So now it says, be careful. Well, so first,
be careful that you don't take anything out of the pot till the thing, and you know that it's 60-1 against the fat.
Oh, don't take anything. Don't take anything
out of that pot till it cools off. Because when you take out something, you could be destroying the 60-1.
Right.
And now if it's not 60-1, you're making everything treif, because it's still cooking.
Right. Wouldn't it have to be the second that it's all cooked? Wouldn't that be the time that it's
cooked? Let it cool off to get cold, and then take whatever you want out. Now everything is kosher, because while it was cooking, and the fat was spreading around flavor, it was 60-1. You have a pot which is 60-1 against the fat. You got to make sure that while it's cooking, that 60-1 is there. Now, wait till it finishes cooking, cools off, and then take things out of the pot. Now you're fine. But if you take anything out of the pot before while it's still hot, you don't take that meat out of it. Whatever you're gonna do, you're gonna have a problem. If you take something else out of the pot, you might kill it. You're killing the 60, and now everything in the pot will become treif. Take the hot piece of meat out of the pot, it itself does not have 60 against the fat. That fat now is going to make the meat treif out of the pot. So don't take anything out of the pot until it all cools off. That's what he says. So of the Zoyach, the Yasir Shum Davar Magdeir Ba'od Chaticha Surisit Betocha, the Chashin and Shemet Tishaya Bachrona, Vesha Shein Bikdeir Vishish Mavat Vachelev, Gamlo Yitzian Etchila Shachelev Shaba Yasa Ota, Mata Kanta. Yes.
Is that full out cooking? It's not in its original source. If you take it out,
if it's hot,
it
can be spreading flavors when it's hot, and you cause problems because you don't have 60 out of the pack. You don't have a 60. This was kosher meat. It never had flavor of the fat.
Mm-hmm.
And now the pot made everything hot. So let it cool off and then you're still okay because you're saying it's 60-1.
I don't see how this is different than the previous. Why are you allowed to eat the piece of meat?
Because you had 60-1. There's no chana. According to Shulchan Aruch, there's no chana. You had 60-1 against the fat.
But it's connected to the meat.
What do you mean, the fat?
Yeah.
Cut it off, the fat, and eat the meat.
Once you're done with it afterwards.
Yeah.
And cooking it doesn't, even when it's in the pot, cooking it doesn't make the fat go into the meat?
It does, but it's 60-1. There's no chanan. He doesn't believe in chanan. So forget about it. It's not a separate tarogas, it's all one tarog, big tarogas.
Okay. I don't know why I don't.
No, he doesn't consider it a separate tarovus. He doesn't accept the concept of a separate tarovus and that meat with the fat.
So again, I'm sorry, so when you take the meat out of the soup, the pot, We say that the
if it's hat?
Yeah.
If it's hat, now that piece of meat has a piece of hat fat attached to it, that hat fat's gonna send flavor into the meat.
It's so weird though, because when it's in the liquid and submerged, it doesn't transfer.
There's more than 60 of them.
There's more than 60 in the liquid.
So
it gets the fat.
It's done.
There's nothing. This piece is not separate from the rest of that hot liquid. It's in the pot. It's all part of one time over us.
Maybe it's like a trauma, not just like soup with the
one time over us. It doesn't consider. It doesn't consider it separate entity in the pot. So therefore, it's the same 60 for the pot. It's the same 60 for the meat. Okay. Now the Rama says, I don't agree with this whole thing. So I consider that piece of meat with the fat separate. So, and I say that that piece of meat became not kosher because of the fat. Take out that tray piece of meat now. Hasham, what you can eat the rest of the pot because you have 60 against.
Only 60 against the steak, though.
You
not 60 against the fat.
Exactly. It doesn't spell it out exactly.
Right,
but
you have to say it that way.
Exactly.
The Ramos saying that even
in the pot, he's saying the piece of meat becomes also.
Okay. So you
and
need
then
60 of both. 60,
need 60 against that whole
steak,
piece of
yeah.
The pot needs
you
60.
Steak with the fat.
Right, you need 60 in the whole pot against the steak as well as the fat because the steak
so
becomes not kanan. And then and that steak is also
okay.
That's it. There's no way of fixing that. Okay, so we did kuvav. We're fine. The Rav, we have the Rav's shear here. We have that package. It's basically a Chazar shear on Hanan. Here it is. Okay. That page, Yakov Rav, would be page 65. Didn't you? I got all messed up. Okay. Oh. Okay. Page 65. Go back to the beginning. The chaticha got some bad flavor. Ain basamach levatlo. Shenafel lekadeira. Ain osera delafi cheshbon. Issa shaba. Shemiyeshu mesha bekadeira mitzuraf ema chaticha as meshishim keneged isu habalua ba.
That's
the Rama. Why don't I have it written down? Okay, the low much because of the ale, simon sadik bays that wrote the chatiche muteret. Mashen can be dover nil of an imuach, shenof hold dam, a kyotze bowl the tochot, a shall head the vos of machmas meuto, of misrab, a rota shall head the adjeh, and cool a sample of a battle of dam, cool a mutter shall condor of an asar. So, of course, everything we can just read it inside. I am betur shevi din zeb shem harajbo hatur cholik alav. She does haraj a mechaber hachatich atzmo nesheres isura. That chatich stays also. Ve'ilu b'shenivlau hutu hakol v'samach The rest of the pat is mutar b'samach. The lo mina chanan b'shari sur. Negel chaticha shnesheres asura, but the piece stays us. Avish ashav less but tam doesn't have flavor. There ain't bittel b'sof tarovet. There's no bittel at the end of a tarovet. Like b'tchilas a tarovet. Lo chal bittel b'mir tatam b'sof a tarovet. And the ale the pasuk of mechaber shav chaticha nami. So there he passed that you could be matted at the end. I guess that's a rajba. And betaz, shepasak, she'ain bittel besof hatarovet, page 66. Ayin b'shach. B'chore yesh b'chalek, ben shari sun ben basa b'chorov. There's an idea to my mat here. If you want, we can stop here because you're going for mincha.
So yeah, I'll leave a few minutes early.
Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then tomorrow I want to start Kuf Ches.